Are you feeling overwhelmed by hormonal changes? If you're a woman, you're not alone. With over 1,000 hormone disruptors in our environment, it's no wonder things can feel out of balance. On top of that, natural changes like PMS, menopause, and other life stages can leave you feeling tired, irritable, and trapped in a constant battle with your body. But here's the good news. You don't have to suffer through it. Hormone Harmony by Happy Mammoth is here to help. This herbal formula fine-tunes your hormones, balancing estrogen, testosterone, and even stress hormones like cortisol, which can contribute to weight gain, racing thoughts, poor sleep, and more. With over 40,000 five-star reviews and a bottle selling every 24 seconds, the results speak for themselves. Ready to feel like yourself again? For a limited time, get 15% off your first order at happymammoth.com using code NEXTCHAPTER at checkout. Visit happymammoth.com today and get your old self back naturally.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to leave up holiday decorations year-round. Others have the need to use their garage as practice space for their new metal band. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.
Welcome to Friendly and Daisy Podcast. A podcast where Dave recently confided in me that he loves to park in disabled bays whenever he can because, quote, most of them are faking it anyway.
Lies. I park in the child spot because if I can't have children, then I'm going to take up the spot. What the fuck, man? Because you choose to have children, you can park closer. Yeah. Get to fuck.
Fucking... I didn't realise it was going to cause so much controversy, Dave.
The parking spaces are sacred for disabled people. As you will be parking in there, you're mentally disabled, sir.
My name's Andy.
And I'm Dave.
And together we're here to...
find out the difference between a bratwurst or a currywurst. Andy, did you like that one, you prick?
What the fuck? That was completely uncalled for.
I know, that's what makes it funnier.
Well, another interview today, Dave.
I know. And I've been looking forward to this for some time now.
We're collecting Germans.
We have a small collection of Germans. So we start our list of sauerkraut.
We've had sauerkraut twice.
Twice. Steve Saltash.
Oh, I thought you were going to forget him.
Negative.
Steve FPS. Salutesh. FPS.
Yeah.
And that's it, isn't it?
Yeah. And this lovely lady.
Adventure.
Yes, I was waiting for that.
And we finish each other's...
sandwiches.
Yeah, we are interviewing Lady Adventure. She is a German native streamer, streams over on Twitch, has a YouTube following, content creation, the whole shebang.
You may have caught her on such things as Geek FPS's streams, her own streams, Tope Rex streams. She loves the PvP. She is the female Tope.
I'm sure she'll love that, Dave. Why don't you tell her?
Well, she's probably less creepy, but yeah, she is the female Tope.
What? Whoa. Someone send that clip to Tope.
Yeah, we're going to get him on for sure.
Well, we're not now, are we? Because of you.
He's coming on. He's going to defend himself. He's going to come on. I'm only joking, man.
Oh, my God.
We can
make it like a family courtroom drama.
Yeah. In my head, when you said that, I had that like, the court thing, yeah.
Today in court.
Yeah, today in court.
We've got Dave. Who accuses Tope? I used to, you know, who my all-time favourite reality TV judge is?
Rinda?
No. My little lovely lady, Judge Judy.
Judge Judy. And when you say Judge Judy, I automatically think of a big black guy that steals cars.
Oh, from Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Nine-Nine!
No, Judge Judy. She's the lovely little
old
lady.
She is.
Who would kick your fucking ass.
Ruthless.
She is amazing. She holds no prisoners.
No holds barred.
There's like a channel just for Judge Judy. She's got like her show on all day, every day. And they're mental. Yeah. They're Americans in general, just mental people.
Luckily, we are not interviewing any Americans, and we're straight down the line German.
Yeah, they're not fucking about.
No messing around.
Interview.
PvP, ruthless, toothless.
PvP, ruthless, toothless, done.
Done.
Well, I mean, I guess we've told you everything we can do to butter you guys up.
Yeah, the prelude.
The prelube.
Yeah, the prelubed.
We've prelubed you.
We prelubed you up.
Fuck it. I'm
why
sorry,
don't we
guys.
Come to that, man? We're sorry. We're not, though.
We're horrendous. That's what we are. We're horrendous people, and we deserve to go to hell.
And you know, one thing I've just remembered, we have had this interview and we had one 2 weeks ago and we still haven't got a guest to say fuck you, Wes.
Oh my God. Well, okay, I guess should we just do it? I haven't got anything else to do. What are you doing this afternoon?
Playing with my other verse.
Your other verse. Fucking hell.
Yeah. That was... There's Curry verse, Brat verse, and other verse.
That was probably the first joke you've ever said.
First joke?
Hello.
Hello.
Guten Tag, Fräulein. Alles gut?
Oh, God.
Sicher doch.
Oh, fuck.
Let me zoom out a bit like this.
How was your day? All good?
I moved my neck wrong. Now my top back hurts. So it's the usual stuff.
Age related. That's what normally happens with me.
I have to admit I'm getting older. I'm still young, but it happens slowly. Back in the days where we jumped on trees and fences and everything was good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We done things without thinking and now we have to think about standing up.
Could I scratch my leg? Will it injure me? Do I have to pass work for that?
How are you? Did you have a good day? Apart from your cricking your neck?
Yeah. Actually, it was a pretty calm day. All good so far.
Yeah. Good.
How about you guys?
Same old shit. For me?
Yeah, I was on training today, so it was all good, man. Just a little bit of driving.
Sounds pretty normal.
Right, what we're going to do... actually, I'm going to call you Lady Adventure for now, I guess. What do you want me to call you?
Sorry, again?
What shall I call you?
Lady Kimberly. Most people call me Lady.
Lady. Yeah, I did see Kimberly was your name, and I thought...
Yeah.
Doesn't feel right. That doesn't... It didn't feel right to call you Kimberly.
You can go with Lady. Yeah, right. I'm used to this.
Let's get cracking, shall we? So... Are you good to go?
Sure.
That was loads of confidence there. Loved it.
I believe the German for ready is Fartek or Fetek.
For now. Let's see in 10 minutes how I'm feeling.
He's going to be doing this all episode, by the way.
No,
all
that's
right?
It. I'm out.
He's going to be doing it all episode. He's going to be Googling German words.
No, I know a few. Names that they would call you, Andy, is Domkopf. And carry on with that.
Okay, well, let me say, look, I had to think of it. You say Dunkopf, I guess, but it's called Dummkopf. Like, yeah, Dummkopf. With an M.
Yeah, Dummkopf.
Why are you helping him?
It means. It
use it good in me. It's stupid
dumbhead?
Head.
Stupid head, dumbhead. Stupid head.
It's a really aggressive word.
You know, I'm a helpful person. I'm always trying to help people. So if they pronounce something wrong, either it's good or bad words.
Right, we've got an icebreaker question to start off with.
Yay.
What's your favourite McDonald's order?
These apple bags, the hot apple.
That's amazing.
Which
she had that ready.
Just on my side.
She just prepped.
Well, Geek was recently at work and he asked me, should I bring you something from McDonald's? And I said, yes, please, the apple bags, two of them. So he bought me two apple bags. And I love them, but I also love McFlurry, I have to say, but not in winter time.
So you live really close to, is it Geek FPS?
Geek FPS is my boyfriend.
We knew that. We clearly knew that. We fucking knew that.
I'm living with him together. It's our room here, but don't.
We knew that.
I did not know this.
Not
okay,
me.
To make it clear, Geek FPS is my boyfriend, yes.
We talked to that fella. He's a lovely guy. Fuck, all them questions gone. Can we get rid of them questions? Let's get rid of them statements. Sorry, just typing away.
Or at least he must have had a good time. Otherwise, he would have told Lady that we were Bellens and then she wouldn't have come on.
No. Well, I watched your episode when you interviewed him, actually.
Yeah.
And when you asked him for other content creators, we've been back there together. He was sitting, no, I don't know any. And I was like...
a massive frying pan comes over.
That's hilarious.
But it's
no,
fine,
I don't
it's
know
fine.
Any other content creators that are keen.
No.
That's so
never
funny.
Never seen any.
Oh my god. Well, that's blown me away. That I can't. I don't know what to say. Dave, what's your favourite McDonald's order?
Me personally, I have a Big Mac with a cheeseburger chaser.
Oh my god!
Because I'm a fat bastard.
I thought I was the only one that did this.
No, cheeseburger chasers is the way forward. Even if you are skinny, it will turn you fat fast.
No, I don't have a cheeseburger chaser. I have a McChicken sandwich.
Oh, you have the McChicken, yeah.
So I get like either a Big Mac or a quarter pounder and the McChicken sandwich, whatever it's called, chaser.
But the McDonald's over in the mainland is so much better because obviously when I lived over there, I was addicted.
Do you have the M burger?
No.
You have so many burgers in
Europe. It's a new burger
Europe.
In Germany. It's called the M. It's the biggest new burger they got, and it has two meat patties in it, cheese, and basically like a royalty S, but without tomato and stuff, I guess. It's called M burger.
From
it's
McDonald's?
Pretty good. McDonald's, yeah. I had
I'm Googling it.
Last week, I guess.
Oh, goddamn.
It looks good, right?
European McDonald's are so much better than the UK McDonald's and anything really, the Burger King. You have like a different selection that blows my mind.
Let us clarify something. In summer, all the frozen yogurt machines are broken.
Always
right?
broken. Always the milkshake machines are broken. Yeah.
Standard.
Well, at least that is the same.
Definitely weren't a German. That wasn't a German build. That was not a German. It must be the French build.
No. Something like it, bro. I guess so.
Right, let's get on to the next beer. Shall we do some icebreaker question? No, we've done that.
We've done one icebreaker question, yeah.
We won't do icebreaker questions. We'll do quickfire questions. How about this? Now, this is what you're going to have over, Geek. We've got a couple of things that we've introduced into our interview episodes that we didn't do when we interviewed Geek.
Yeah, we were unprofessional, and now we are slightly better.
We're semi-pros.
My memory is like a fly, you know, I'm forgetting each second again, so...
My name's Andy.
I don't know what you did. Hi. Okay, let's do it.
And that goes dumpkumpf. I said that horribly.
Dumpkumpf.
I'm going to stop.
Good one.
She's laughing at me. Look. Good one. Right, quick fire. You ready?
I hope.
All right.
Let's do it.
Question number one. Are you Amish?
No, I'm Hoken.
Wait, what?
Wait, did I get that question right? Did you say I'm Amish?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like Amish Z, or what do you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't worry. So basically, I thought it would be funny. It clearly wasn't funny.
I guess I understood it right, and I guess I responded with my most... I guess I responded correctly, but May, you didn't get it.
No, so it just wasn't funny. It is fine.
I guess it was, but...
It
My
wasn't.
Reaction was...
Alright, we'll move on.
Yep.
Swiftly moving on.
Yeah, Derringer, would you take it or leave it?
Leave it.
Oh, even the pink one?
Yes.
Oh, I have to pick up the pink one every time.
Yeah.
Because
if I
get a kill...
If I don't have any weapon, yes. But if I do have weapons, I leave it.
Okay.
Is that the only kill that you can, like, teabag on when you do it, like, after that?
Yeah. No, but two bullets, not good range. I could rather take a revolver instead or deagle with more bullet capacity or better long range.
Yeah, I mean, this is all going to make sense when we get onto the main bit of the interview about your PvP skills
always,
and why we suck.
I was about to say, always have to look at the PvP aspect. It looks cool. I agree on that.
Suck out or Namask?
Currently Namask.
Okay. Controversial.
Yeah.
Explaining.
Well, so Sakal's brand new and you prefer Namask.
Well, I like Sakal, definitely. It's a huge different map that we've got over a long time. For me personally, the loot table is not good at the moment.
Mm.
If I see more SVDs and mid-tier guns, I'm questioning if this is really the right concept. And if there are more grenade launchers and pistols on the server, I'm thinking of what the heck to do. If I'm playing vanilla and I see somebody who's fencing off the island to the bunker, it takes all my chances to get at least a higher tier gun, like something better. Of course, I can go to the airfield, where mostly every other player will go when this bridge is fenced off, so I will die anyway while entering. So, sadly as it is, I love Namask, I love the view, I love Sakal, I love the view of Sakal and what they brought into it. But currently, when I'm playing Sakal, I'm playing community servers, and then I prefer it. But if we talk about vanilla aspect, vanilla Sakal, then I will go to Namask.
Okay.
That's a fair point.
I got out-logicked there, Dave.
Yeah, you got fucked over, bro. What's the most embarrassing thing that's ever happened to you on stream?
That is a good question.
Thank you. I come up with it myself.
I think I think the only thing that really fucked me up while streaming was literally getting a view follow about it, and I didn't know how to handle it back in the days. So I was just freaking out and screaming for help if somebody can get rid of that notifications.
Funny enough, that happened to me at the weekend. I am now 1,871 followers. Cha-ching! They don't talk, so even better.
It's funny if you get 700 notifications about following and you don't know how to turn off the sound. Because
no, mine kept going off for ages.
Yes, same. And I was like, how to turn that off? And then at the same time, you have like 700 viewers. It wasn't that much, but everybody typing how to help you, and you're trying to read it while the next message is popping higher and higher, and you don't find the right message. And then you're sitting there self-questioning, what did I do wrong? What people have against me to do that?
Wow.
I wouldn't call that really embarrassing, but
no,
that's a bad moment.
You get it?
What's your favourite word to say in English?
Fuck.
Yeah, well, fair enough. Should have guessed that mate. One.
It's a nice roll off the tongue, isn't it? It's lovely.
I'm sorry, though. I mean, I love different words, but I think the most word I use in-game or even real life sometimes, fuck. I don't wish to use it that often, but I have to admit, when I'm cutting my own videos, it happens way too often. I have to cut it off the first 2 minutes to not get demonetized.
I have to say, there's something powerful about telling someone to fuck off. Like in-game, yes. fuck off!
You can even say it in so many different ways. You can sound kind, or you can sound really mean.
Which musical artist could you never get bored of?
Well, Linkin Park, I guess.
Nice.
I love Linkin Park or Avril Lavigne. Just something I could never get all bored of, I guess, while listening.
What are your thoughts on the new Linkin Park stuff?
It's different. With her as a singer in it, it doesn't give me the vibes of the original Linkin Park feeling anymore.
Mm.
But it doesn't sound bad, I have to admit. It sounds pretty decent.
Yeah,
and
it does.
I start liking it as well, yes. But I'm thinking of Numb or some songs like that, you know. Old songs.
So
you
like know, Hybrid Theory, Meteora, that kind of era, yeah?
Yes.
Oh yeah. Yeah, we're big Linkin Park fans as well, aren't we, Dave?
Yeah, actually, yeah, I had a set of jeans with their name on it.
Oh, fuck, I forgot about them.
Well, I had like 3 pairs of them as well. So they were like, are you wearing the same jeans? No, I just got another set.
You're such a fucking grebo. What is the most annoying thing other players do in game?
Killing me? No. Do we talk about Daisy or originally? About overall?
Oh, don't know. You pick. Sure interview.
I think the most annoying thing is people putting me down to my gender.
Oh.
It's literally a little bit sad, but I think that is most annoying, especially because I played recently a lot of CS. And as well as in DayZ, if I meet random people and they hear my voice, first thing, are you a young boy or are you a lady? And like, I'm a woman. Go to clean dishes, go kitchen.
Yeah.
And I'm so bored of that. I'm really bored of that.
Just toxic as fuck, isn't it?
I love when that happened in Stacey.
I really thought you were going to say, I really love washing the dishes. I really thought you were going to get one in there for them.
Last time I told them, I just did it. All good. I don't have to go.
Take away their power, lady. That's what you got to do.
Yeah.
And then just leg them. I'll just fucking shoot them in the leg.
I wish that would be happening.
Now, this only actually makes sense. I like this as a quick fire question, but it only makes sense if you watched Friends. Did you watch Friends?
Friends?
You know, like, Ross, Rachel, Joey, Chandler, Skip.
I don't think.
Sorry. I didn't.
Myshkino tents or Pavlovo military?
Myshkino tents.
Oh, why?
If I live there, I have a lot more options around, actually. I can go down south to the summer camp. I can head up to the towns. I have Seleno also close by. I have a lot of military options at one point, and a lot of mid-tier gearing options.
I always forget how close it is to Zelenogorsk.
Yeah.
It's not that far. It's
it's not.
Over the hill.
6 minutes.
Yeah.
Literally over the hill, you're entering the industrial and it's not far.
Okay.
Okay. This next one is gas zones, good or bad? Static gas zone. No, or dynamic. I don't know. What's the question?
Dynamic or static?
Up to you. Do you like the gas zone?
Yes. Good loot in it. Gives the people a reason to do it for MBC gear. The new inventory size update, a huge dislike because the suit takes a lot of space and I barely can take ammo and food with me because I'm a loot goblin. But overall, I love it.
You're back at the good books with that last comment. That's the quick fire. Done.
Fucking nailed it, mate. Nailed it.
Nailed it.
Before we move into the main portion of this episode, we just had a... Well, I don't really know how to bring it up. In that quickfire thing, I asked you whether you were Amish because I'm hilarious, right? I'm a comical genius. I'm a comical genius. And then you said you were what?
I said... No, I'm Hokan.
Right. Hokan. Explain.
Okay. Well, Hokan is another streamer. And back in the days, I had a really funny situation with Amish in a lights... out event? Yes, lights out too, I guess. And we've been in the big hangar building of the airfield where all the yellow tents are in. and he was inside the hangar and I was with my team holding the floor.
I
was injured because I just got shot by him. So he stepped back on the other side of the wall. I heard him and said, hello from the other side. And he was like, bro, what a team. And I couldn't tell him my team is full because it was against the rules. And I just asked him if he's Hokan, because for me, in that situation, he sounded like Hokan, a friend of mine, which is also a streamer. Oh. And was like, no, I'm not Hokan. And I was so sure it's Hokan because he participated in the event as well. So I said, get fucked, Hokan.
Yes!
And he was like, yes!
You doubled down. And you doubled down on it.
And you were both like, get fucked!
How are you then? Who are you then? And he said, I'm Amish. And I was like, oh, Amish? Get fucked, Amish. So he went away, had some little fight in the hallway, came back and was like, bro, do you really want to consider your team up? And I was like, no, I can't, you know? I'm not dealing with you. And all of a sudden he asked me, why do you sound the female version of Dr. Dreis? Dr. Dreis, also a German streamer.
Yeah.
And I said, because of Lady Adventure. Oh, that makes sense. And he ran away.
Shit. I remember. Yeah, that was on Lights Out 2, wasn't it? On the airfield.
Yes, I have a short about it if you want to see.
Yeah, no, I think I've seen it. But yeah, send it through and we'll pop it on our Discord for people that are listening.
Should I send you per DM?
Yeah, yeah.
The funny thing is I met him a few days later in-game and asked him if he's Hokan, and he just screamed, get fucked!
Get fucked! And then ran away.
Since then, it's a running joke, though. I'm sending it to you, so you have it.
Oh, thank you. In that event, actually, Lady, you were so much faster than us with the humour. Because actually, me and Addy didn't even get it, yeah. Because actually, that's actually real funny, because like that's like that Ezekiel clip, like, hey! What's your name? Ezekiel. Well, fuck you.
It became a running gag, I guess.
Hey, we're going to keep it going. We're going to keep that in. And Amish said he's going to listen to that. And he's going to be like, hey, fuck you.
I remember I did a voicemail on WhatsApp to Scotty once in our group chat. And I was sick that day. But I had to explain him something, I don't know what it was, and he just responded, why do you sound like the female version of Dr. Dreis? And I was like, bro, fuck you.
Fuck you, bro.
Friendly?
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to paint their door a vibrant shade of blue. Others have the need to decorate their bathroom with fish, anchors, and other nautical items. And because each homeowner has unique needs, Geico helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with Geico.
let's get cracking onto the main bulk of the interview shall we?
Let's do it.
We're going to start off talking about a little bit about you and content creation, okay, etc. So let's start off with the first one, with what kind of games did you play before picking up DayZ?
Well, I never had a PC before I was 18, I guess. Hmm. And I didn't know anything about computer games. I think my brother played some Operation 7 when I was like 15 years old. I don't know. So I sneaked into the game a bit and tried to play myself, but it doesn't exist anymore. And I don't know. So when I started getting my first gaming PC, inspired by my ex-boyfriend, I played Ark. I fell in love with this game. Mm. Like, sitting around waiting for ages to let a cold egg crack.
Yeah.
It was pretty fun, but I think that was my first ever game I played. And my second game actually was DayZ, if I remember correct.
Wow, yeah, Ark's like a very, like, involved game. There's a lot to Ark, isn't there? There's so much to build and craft. And
yes. It's a little bit complicated, but I have to admit, I've never been on a PvP server. We just had in our French group our own little server where we could experience stuff and do shit.
Yeah.
And it was, for me, a complete game change when I came into a PvP game.
Mm.
People back in the days liked to say woman in electronics. It was like woman NPCs for me. I couldn't even press V, WASD. It's been really complicated, even with the numbers and spacebar, and was really different.
What made you pick up DayZ in the first place, and when was it?
I think after seeing it on my ex-boyfriend's PC, he bought me the game, and I immediately fell in love with it, what I could do, and then I had a huge break and didn't game at all. But when I had my knee surgery, I had to spend... Oh, Geek just came in the room.
Oh, has he got food for us? Yeah. Where's our food?
Have some apple
He's
pies.
Just unpacking his chips bags. Show them into the camera once. They got mind blown because they didn't know you were my boyfriend. They see.
Yeah, we did. We didn't really have a clue.
Bye.
Beautiful.
Bye. It's his thing, storing his chips in the closet that nobody will eat them.
Fair enough.
Chips in the closet.
Hide them, man. It's a commodity.
What? Sorry. What did you say?
They're a commodity. Yeah, otherwise someone else will eat them. I might get that. It's fair.
He's storing like a squirrel burrow.
Yeah.
So you had a big break with your knee surgery.
Oh, yes. I had a knee surgery, sadly it is, and I had to be a long term on walking sticks, and a long time I couldn't walk and didn't do anything. So what do? You go to PC, and I started again then with Among Us and immediately played it all over and got bored of it really quick. So I swapped back to DayZ because the game was kind of new for me. Sometimes I checked it in. I was kind of curious what changed, what is different now, and would I be able to survive more than 10 minutes? And I think back then I started streaming the game immediately, but in German, and continually played that game since then.
Oh, wow. Okay. So that kind of... So did you stream like really early on in your experience of DayZ then? Like, how many hours had you had before you went live?
Well, I can't really tell you how many hours I had exactly, but I wouldn't say it's been more than 700.
Wow.
I had some experiences with it, but mostly on vanilla DayZ. So my experience was based on I'm flying with a car and getting killed of nowhere.
Yeah.
Back then, people suggested me community servers. I started interacting with a few streamers because I was kind of, I don't know, nice to people. I just reached out like, hey, I'm new. I'm a noob. Could you help me? I watched a lot of streams to learn in the meantime. Of course, I had like a lot of YouTube videos on my watch later list to get prepared for all of that. And then I started right into with streaming. And of course, the chat was a really good and big help to survive in the game and how to craft things.
Why did you go live then? What was the difference between just picking it up and playing versus picking it up and playing and going live?
I got bored playing alone, I guess. And I didn't have many friends because most of the people I was playing with back in the days had to work while I was available in midday and afternoon. So I started streaming it because I didn't feel so much alone. It sounds kind of sad if I'm saying, hey, I don't want to be alone. But it was like that. So when I streamed, I had the feeling I'm not alone. And even though I didn't have a teammate in game, it felt like I had my teammates in the chat who helping me and supporting.
With the challenges you faced, what were some of the biggest challenges that you faced as a content creator, and how did you overcome them?
I think my biggest challenge was being able to create YouTube content Because back in the days, you know, a lot of people did Twitter and Instagram, TikTok, YouTube. Mm. I was back in the days just in touch with Twitch. I didn't had any clue about how YouTube upload, how to YouTube upload videos and stuff works. Of course, I heard about TikTok, but I'm a boomer, so I didn't touch it and I never worked with it. So I didn't even have Twitter until I had like 6K followers on Twitch or something. But then I realized, hey, the area plays there. If you want to be, if you want to become famous, you have to be there. No, so my biggest goal back in the days was my YouTube channel. I wanted to create my own stuff, like kids draw their own painting. They wanted to show something up and say, hey, I'm proud of myself, look what I've done.
Yeah.
I had a lot of struggle finding the right program for me, which is easy, but at the same time free to use, because I was a normal worker back in the days and who liked to spend like 700 euros a year just for a license to do something. Lucky as I was, I had a big good friend of mine. She is a German content creator and is studying some media stuff like editing and photo stuff. And she's really kind and edited myself the first video and sent it to me and was like, here, this is your video for your channel. Start with it. Do it. You publish it now and you will start working on your channel. I was like, okay, and I started it. And if I look now on my channel, I think even though it was German, it has quite good views. And back in the days, it got insane views instantly. And I was like, okay, insane for me, been like 200 views back in the days. I was like, this is really cool. Let me edit a video. Let's get all my old Twitch clips together. Put them just after each other with some really loud, annoying music, and it will come out good. So I did it, and it ended up with 63K views now.
Wow.
And it's one of my most, it's literally my most clicked video. So my first ever edited video by myself is literally the best video on my channel. And I guess just because of this, it motivated me so much to do more. So if my community wouldn't stand behind me and watch the video and came over from Twitch to YouTube to support me, I think I would have lost motivation, because in the video editing program, like not the program itself, like the program of reaching views and publishing stuff, you can get demotivated really quickly. Yeah. And frustrated if you're not closely reaching your average views and you're stuck below 1,000, even though you have usually 9K, then you're really frustrating. And it happens to me in the process as well. But back in the days, my community was literally the motivation to push it further, to continue doing what I wanted to do. And if they wouldn't be there, I wouldn't do YouTube.
Well, that's it. I mean, we say the same thing about the show, don't we, Dave? Like, I don't want to speak to this guy every week. We only do it because people keep wanting to listen. So really, if you guys could do us a favor and stop listening, that'd be wonderful. Then I can block.
Subscribe and like now.
No, this, I can block this guy's number.
This 35-year friendship will end.
35-year friendship? Why are you aging us? What's wrong with you? When did we meet?
4-year friendship. I think we met at the right-hand side of the school playground, and we
behind
were...
the bike sheds.
Yeah, and we were trying to kill fake Resident Evil. Yeah, the bike sheds. I don't think we had bike sheds back then. We weren't tall enough.
Always some items that can help.
Yeah,
It's good. So I get that, where you spend so long on trying to make an amazing video, and you pour your heart and soul into it, blood, sweat, and tears, and then it doesn't go the way that you'd hope it does, and it's because the algorithm and how YouTube handles that video is just such a mystery, and I'm sure they change it friggin' daily as well. So. It can be disheartening, I get that, but it's good that you persevere. I think that's the key to that, isn't it? Just keep going.
Well, I have some long pauses sometimes between my videos, so people ask me, do you still keep going, or is the channel dead now? But I'm doing it just as a hobby, because I wanted to do it, and not for reaching out money or reaching higher count views. Of course, I could do more, like everybody, with hashtags and tags and video titles. And however, I'm just a normal person who wants to create some content. If the people want to like it, okay. But I don't try to push it as hard as other people with the right hashtags and stuff.
Wonderful. This is wonderful. Thank you. Yeah. How was that?
That was good, man. That was classy, man. I really thought you were from Bavaria there with that accent.
Good. That's good. So let's go talk about your playstyle now. Let's talk about DayZ and you playing DayZ. So speak a bit about your... Yeah, that's it. We're going there, lady. We are going there.
Yeah.
Diving right in.
So anybody that's seen you before will know pretty much straight away you are hungry for the PvP. Yeah, pretty much always in a fight or they just got into a fight or running to a fight. I feel like that's pretty much your focus. Would you agree?
Well, I like PvP.
Yes.
Well, I started playing completely different DayZ. I ran away from every gunshot. I was scared of any cracking noise in the forest or if a car passed by, I was hiding in a bush. So back in the days, I tried to survive. And after I reached this state where I can say, okay, I'm a survivalist. I know how to not starve and don't get cold or sick. I was searching for something to do and I tried robbing people back in the days as well. And I liked that too. Yeah, there's a German content creator which you always watched and played with, and he did it all the time. So I did it too, and it was fun, but I got killed way too often. And it was funny at the same time, but also frustrating. And at one point, I lost my trust in people, and I still like to talk to people, but sorry, YouTube, but people are literally dickheads. They are. And if I ask somebody, what do you do? Hey, I'm friendly. And he pulls out a pistol. Of course, I'm shooting immediately.
Yeah.
This has become my, I think, how to keep myself alive in the game. Because as ever I talk to people and they figured I'm a woman, they started shooting because they thought I will just die. And I started shooting back. And this is how I became more confident in the game at all. And this is how I became more comfortable in shooting people and taking quick shots or drop shots and stuff. And I did it now. And I'm happy with my playstyle. I get good loot for free. I don't have to bother my time to go around. Well, compared, do I go to Tizzy for 45 minutes and loot there 20 minutes just to get the leftover stuff from a guy who was just there? Or do I go on a heli crash and kill a fully geared guy within 2 seconds?
I mean, she makes a point, Dave. She makes a point.
She does, and I would love to make that my playstyle if I could hit the person with the gear.
Yeah, that is a bit of a hurdle.
There's a server called V++. You can practice there.
Yeah. Actually, I think, didn't Geek suggest that when we interviewed him?
That was his tip.
He was like, play for 10 minutes every day. 10 minutes every day, you'll be fine.
Actually, you are.
Wow.
All weapons, all distances.
It's not bad. It's not a bad effort. You can't have that one. He stole it from you.
So what's your ideal PvP encounter? Like, what really makes a satisfying kill in your eyes?
A satisfying kill is a kill when I'm red flashing from the fight and I'll hit the last shot on the person, he dies. I don't like PvP shooting somebody in the back and the fight is over.
Hmm.
This happens way too often. Of course, I'll take a shot when I get it. And if it's a headshot, of course, a headshot. But I like longer fights. Fights where you have to relocate your position to get an upper hand on the PvP situation, where you have involved maybe multiple players on each side of the team. I remember back in the days I had a fight on the Green Mountain Hill with my squad and the four-man squad on the Green, not Green Mountain, VMC Hill, sorry.
Oh,
and
automatically felt ill.
Yeah.
My brain. And I think I've hit somebody 3 times with a Winchester, but in the leg, and he didn't die. It's a modded server, though. And we kept fighting. Each people died, and at the end, there were just like 2 people left and shooting each other. Even though I died, I enjoyed the fight from my friends so much and was like behind the PC like, did you get him? Did you get him? He took a shot. I heard it. Is it dead? And I love those kind of fights. Each one-tap fight is just it is satisfying, but not as a big fight.
I guess that satisfaction's over really quickly. It's like, it's instant, but then it instantly goes at the same time, right?
Hmm. I want some action, some power, some determination.
So going back to something we just mentioned just before this question, but how did you hone your PvP skills
What strategies and techniques helped you to get like better at PvP?
I think stepping out of my comfort zone and finally trusting myself to hit shots. Because if you're not going over that point, you're not coming to the point to shoot at all. You're just getting spotted first and then you die. And I tried different methods or different techniques to go through. For example, like sneaking up on people and take a shot whenever I could to, trying to take advantage of the situation and not getting spotted first, or I just been completely dumb and openly ran into the enemy and sway them down. Like, I think it's learning by doing and by practicing. So anybody who will go start PvPing immediately properly have issues with hitting every shot. So how I got more comfortable and I like to say better in it was literally just going into the fights and not avoiding them. Even though I had my gear fear, even though I had a full inventory of stuff, which was really good for my base or stuff, you know.
Yeah, I think when we interviewed Amish Zed, he said a very similar thing with...
Did he?
Yeah, he said very similar thing
Get
in terms
Amish,
of...
It's my answer.
where you don't have like a, it's not an RPG. DayZ doesn't keep hold of your stats. You don't level up your character. So instead, you have to level up yourself. And you do that by experiencing, by making mistakes and then learning from them. And I guess that's exactly what you're trying to say, isn't it? Just go and make those mistakes.
Yes, because it's like in every game or in real life, learning by doing and learning from mistakes, as you said, what Amish just said. It's like in other games, I can, as you said, XP loading, I can keep my character higher, but in DayZ, you start from the scratch again.
Yeah.
And it doesn't matter who is controlling the characters will be always the same, just based on the person who sits behind it. So either way I play your character on your PC or my character on my PC, it will just be based on the skills that the gamer has. So we have to reinforce our skills and try to make steps up and see how far we can get.
That's a fair point. I mean, I know I've watched a lot of your streams, a lot of geek streams, and I used to love it when you guys teamed up with Taupe, knowing that obviously Geek's hero was Taupe. And well, I was going to say you are the female version of Geek. But obviously you are the same person now because you're together. So you are both the German version of Taupe.
Maybe.
So he loves his PvP. So how do you adapt to the ever-changing meta of DayZ? And do you prefer to stick to your strengths or do you embrace new strategies?
Well, never change running system is most of the common thing we all know, of course. But I also like to change the strategy based on the gameplay and what the game gives me for options, but I think my old strategies will be always number one for me, like higher position. If you have a long range gun, go on distance and stuff. Like, this will stick ever, but based what the game will give me, of course I would also try to change it.
What kind of servers do you play?
Aftermath, loaded. Yeah, I noticed you're on another one where you had a base. And it was all, you know, it was like, I could see Geek's name on there. I could see Play Guy's name on there. And you
Yeah, that was basically Vanilla.
I knew it. She's a basic Vanilla fan.
Well, we usually play in Karma Crew, but I also wanted to get like some fresh air, you know, meet other player bases, like different kind of skill levels in the game. So we swapped to basically Vanilla to get a new base building system, to try something new, to get refreshed, you know. And that's why community servers are for. And we played it, I guess, a month, like a full wipe.
I enjoyed watching the streams, actually. Like, you were base raiding, like a double red in Starry Sober. It was a tower. Yeah, you were raiding, and the guy was like, they would just kept coming back. You have to keep killing them freshies on them servers because they keep trying to come back because they could just run.
You have auto unlimited stamina and auto run on the server, so within 5 minutes you're ever.
Yeah.
How do you find like the PvP skill level, I guess, from Karma Crew to compared to other servers?
Well, based on the server settings, I say the PvP skill level can change a lot. Like, for example, on Karma Crew, you don't have a one-shot uncon system. The shock damage is reduced, so you actually have to hit somebody at least two times, unless it's a clean headshot. So if I play there, I feel like a higher base skill level. I feel like compared to another, I don't want to say which server is worth on PvP aspect for me, because that's kind of be unfair, you know. But on other servers, you have like a one-shot system, which is Vanilla as well, and people die immediately, and it's hard to tell the skill base on the server when each shot is just a kill.
Right, okay.
And of course, if the person misses 800 shots, he's done, but
yeah.
I can't tell if his shot was a luck shot or literally a good placed shot on me, whether I can say on Karma Crew, if I have a quick fight, which a person hits like three shots on me and I die, okay, I can say, okay, he didn't miss a single shot on me. It's, of course, he's good.
Yeah.
But as far as I experienced, on servers where I have a one-shot system, people are way too confident with their shots, because you don't need much more. So they are going full in, and most of them are not used to focusing on hitting more shots after each other, so they're full sending it and failing while doing it. So on KK, like Karma Crew, I would say the base level is pretty good. As well on basically Vanilla, the servers I played, I have good fights there, I can say. It's not boring. Even I die.
Follow-up question. Do you reckon... Oh, no, I'm probably not going to ask this one, actually.
Do-do-do.
Well, okay, you can decide whether to answer or not. Do you reckon the majority of the people that play Karma Crew are better or worse than you?
Geek plays Karma Crew.
He also plays basically Vanilla.
I'll tell you what, do you win most of your PvP fights, or 50-50, or do you lose most?
Well, I can say, I guess, in the community, I'm not bad at PvP points. I mean, I also win a lot of fights, mostly with teammates, because team fights are more my thing, so I can focus on my teammates and we can communicate. But in a 1v1, I do have my skills, but they're limited to a certain amount, because even I'm hesitating too often to take my shots. And I think the player base on Karma Crew is slightly maybe better than me. But in terms of my team ups that I'm having, and in terms of my good PvP friends that I'm having, like Tob, or even like my friend group like Yugi, Playguy, and Geek, together we're building the perfect PvP team, because we have good spotters, good shooters, people who are flanking really quick, and our communication is just on point. Because based on that, I can hardly say people are better than me, because I never play really alone. I mostly play in my team, and my team and me are nuts.
Yeah, me and Andy are like the Wish version of you.
Feel free to ever run with us. We carry your back.
We're Team U. We're like Team U.
Yeah, we're Dave's Team U version of your team. Yeah,
Dave's Team U. I'm Wish.
You guys are the eBay of it.
Like an Adidas. Adidas German.
Actually, Andy, I pose that sort of question to you as well, because actually I find
I reckon I'm better than most of the people on Karma Crew.
Yeah, I absolutely am not.
You know that they can see a KD on their server, yes.
I find if I play Karma Crew, if I get into a PvP, it's probably I'll win maybe 4 times out of 10, and other servers I'm up at like 7 times out of 10 I'll win, but I'm on Karma Crew. But I go back to Karma Crew because I know every single experience I have on that server, I'm only going to get better playing with a better class of player. So you've probably shot me and killed me plenty of times.
Well.
She's not sorry.
I
No, she's not. No, not at all. She shouldn't be. She's made me better. She's made me the man I am.
Maybe the one who you want to be. No, well, I think if you compare yourself over one facing one on each server, of course, I count Karma Crew as the servers who have a higher pop-off PvP skills compared to servers where people don't know how to race again. But...
Did you eat something?
No.
You fucking liar.
You got me fucking thinking about them, man. They're in my head.
You're so rude. Lady's trying to talk.
No, I didn't do it. No, you're the one who pointed it out.
It's fine.
I'm sorry. Please continue.
No.
Oh, fuck.
No, what I wanted to say, like, in a quick point is, like, I count Karma Crew players at a higher advanced PvP skill people.
Yeah.
We think so as well, yeah. Because we've said that for a few years, haven't we, Dave? Like,
yeah.
We love those servers. We just, I personally, I can't keep up. I'm not a PvP dude, really. I can hit my shots, but if I'm in a fight where you also know we're in a fight, I'm probably going to lose.
But there are a lot of other servers. Like, just say a quick example, because I don't want to be just based on KK. I played, for example, Loaded or also basically Vanilla, as we talked about. And on both servers, I also had like really good PvP. Mm. Like, it's not just based on one server. I think on each level of skill, you have servers based on, and you just have to find your right server where you are slightly below the average, so you can fight the average and, of course, get killed from the full PvP. So you always have to overthink your strategies and get better in the game, because it would be bad if we're just dominating the server without dying.
That's perfectly said. What do you think is like the best and the worst thing that's happened to DayZ in terms of the way you play PvP? So has there been
inertia?
Oh shit! How did I forget about inertia?
Inertia. Like,
yeah, you're
inertia
right. You know,
is. I mean, you remember when people used to say when the update came, "I feel like I'm drunk."
Yeah.
I still keep getting stuck in houses because I can't access the door, you know? It's the inertia really just killed itself. I love it in the PvP fight, so people cannot go wee 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 wee, you know, zigzagging. Yeah. But at the same time, I freaking hate the devs for that setup, because I get stuck everywhere and I would love to remove it. I can't
skill issue,
get
mate.
Used to it.
Skill issue.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah. Maybe that, but I still can't get over it. Even after playing thousands of hours probably with this update, I can't get over it. It just doesn't work.
Yeah, I get stuck with doors all the time.
I feel like it gets tweaked like every update and they don't really tell us. Because I feel like with 1.26, yeah, it feels even slower. Like, I feel a little bit stickier, if that makes sense.
Sun gets brighter, birds get louder. It's just DayZ secrets, you know?
Yeah, right.
Chickens get extremely loud.
Well, yeah, all the crows, the forest, like, yeah.
Yeah, the crows get so loud. The seagulls are very loud on Sakao.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I just want to say, I think that is literally my answer, like, inertia, with one word.
Yeah.
Best and worst thing.
Nice. Who, in your opinion, is the toughest PvP opponent that you've faced? Obviously, you're not going to know everybody that you've had a fight with, but some people you are, right? So have you ever come across someone you've PvP'd and thought, shit, that was really good, and then you found out who it was?
Probably Taupe and Geek, I'd say.
Them pesky boys.
Because I also had a lot of fights against Taupe as well with him. And even together, we experienced some really cool technique, like boosting stuff and shit. So we figured how we can take over the fight. And together, we've been a really good team. And I got impressed by his playstyle back in the day. Now I'm used to it. And with Geek, I think he impressed me. But as well, at the same time, I wouldn't be together with him. But no, I think that was one situation. He jumped when he got shot and did a 360 at the same time. It's kind of his style back in the days. And while I was shooting him, I was like, damn. And I immediately knew it's him, even though I didn't play with him. I knew it's him. I directly messaged him like, bro, like,
calm
don't
down.
Jump away.
Just calm the fuck down, bro. Like
she messaged him, try hard.
Try hard. Yeah.
Get good, scrub.
I have to say, there are a lot of good PvP people. Of course, like, I could count so many people I played with back in the days, but people that coming up most in my mind are literally the people I played most with, I guess, and that includes Taupe and Geek, because we all know both are really good PvP players.
Yeah,
so.
100%.
So what's next for you, lady? What's the goal?
In terms of streaming?
Yeah, content creation. Okay. Playing DayZ, you know, the whole thing, even if it doesn't involve playing DayZ, if it's something else, what's the goal?
Well, as a streamer, I can say I reached most what I literally expected that I could reach, because I did a YouTube channel. I got over 6,000 subs right now there, I guess. I did a better or less good working Twitch channel. I have my community on a Discord. I have TikTok account and I have Instagram, and I take over that really bad, but it is there. But a thing that I've never imagined would happen to me as a small streamer, because I'm considering myself as a smaller one compared to the big ones like Amish, Dad, Minder, Tobe, Smoke, all people like that. I was by DayZ invited by them and spent over a week time with them and with them. And I think this is already a goal that I could never imagine on. So this would have been my next goal if this didn't happen, you know? But for me now, I guess it's going to reach Twitch partner to create my content in a better resolution. Because sadly as it is, as an affiliate, you don't have that much bitrate. Mm. And you're limited to it and your stream can look crappy because of that. I wanted to get the full possibility of good content on Twitch, like for my viewers and for myself, because I like to rewatch stuff when it happens. And if I didn't clip it for myself, I like to watch it back and maybe share the content again because it was so funny or something, and the quality is just dumb. So I think my next goal is just Twitch partner. It would be really cool.
Yeah.
And visiting Dave's Eam again.
Yeah, I mean, we can't believe we didn't even touch on that, did we, Dave? About
no.
You visiting for the Frostline announcement.
Yeah, down to Prague. Yeah, that's mad, actually. We didn't actually mention that at all. But also, one question I've got played on my mind, actually, is are you a full-time streamer or do you have a part-time job like working for McDonald's?
If I would work for McDonald's, I wouldn't look like that, though. That's for sure.
If I worked for McDonald's, I'd be full-time, baby. I'd be full-time.
When I started streaming, I worked as an electrician technician full-time and did montages in different countries. So my streaming time was very limited and I tried to stream as much as possible. Now I moved over to Geek and I am jobless because of health issues and other stuff, which is a little bit personally. I quit the job there and moved here. And currently, because my knees are a little bit damaged as well and I can't work in my learned job as I should be, I have some... How is it called for you, though, in English? Or the government has literally people who tell you how much money you get when you're jobless.
Oh,
and then
okay,
they're helping you to find a new job. And I'm right now into that timing when they're helping me to figure out, can I learn or study from my job something else? Or do we move you into a completely new job and pay you the learning for it so you can be able to work for the government? So I'm currently jobless.
Well, yeah, well, you're a part-time like streamer, aren't you? Because you earn the money from your streaming and stuff, so... I haven't seen you live for a couple of days now.
That's true, yes. Because a real-time goal, which I also achieved this year, was to meet our friend PlayGuy, which is
PlayGuy.
Creator for me and Geek for Thumbnails, for example. And we moved to him to Prague to just visit him, and we spent like a week of time with him, and it was amazing. Right after that, a few weeks later, our other friend, Yugi from Estonia, came to Germany to Geek's birthday and visit us here. So, of course, I didn't spend my time streaming. I spent the time with him. And currently, I upgraded my PC to be finally able to record better, you know, for YouTube videos. So I got a brand new 4080 Super in my PC, and it's causing some weird audio issues, which I can't solve. That's why I'm currently not streaming.
Oh, shit. Oh, I read about this.
I am in contact with Voice Meter, because sometimes my PC, when I'm gaming, not on the Discord call, this is really, really good, though. But when I'm gaming in CS, for example, I play it and out of the sudden everything increases to 800% and I'm dead. My ears hurting and I can just solve the issue while restarting the audio engine. So sadly as it is, Voice Meter himself, like the Discord support and me, we didn't figure out yet what is causing it and how to solve it. So
how strange. No, I think I read about audio cutting out completely, not to 800%. That's insane.
Geek was one day behind me on a bed and it happened. I was sitting here and I was like taking the headphones, smashing them on the table because it's been so loud. And he asked, was that your headset? And I was like, yes. He was like, ow, because it was so loud.
Yeah, that's awful. Just a question. Should know this. That's it, game over. But how long have you and Geek been together?
In February, 3 years.
That's not a new thing. Yeah, we should have probably known. Yeah, fuck. I was hoping you were going to say last month or so.
Well, I played Takistan when it came out. And he played with a German streamer, Takistan as well. And I see them in the military, and I was on the hill above them, and I waved my hand like, hello. And Geek was like aiming, and his friend told him, like afterwards I knew it, but his back in the days, like he was aiming, and I was like, oh fuck. His friend said like, oh wait, waving hands, let's say hi. So we talked about it, talked about each other, and I actually knew that German guy he played with.
No.
But I didn't know him. So then we played all together, and I joined their Discord, and I got to know Geek. And it kept further and further, and he vomited on my shoes, and then we were together.
Oh, that's a win.
So that's a win.
Yeah, that's a win, man. For Blake.
Oh, well, congratulations, I think.
Yeah. Did he buy you new shoes?
I cleaned them. Ooh. And his jacket.
With his rag.
That one I clean too.
So you did really well. I know you were a bit nervous at the beginning on if you fucked things up.
Yes.
I don't feel like you fucked anything up personally.
No,
so.
I think I am what I am. Just keep it like that. My language barricade is known in the community, and I'm still trying to learn, so it's all good. I think that makes things more originally and more truthful.
Your
English is absolutely perfect. It's lovely, man.
How long have you been learning English for?
I think 4 years ago I started, or 3 years. I mean, of course, as every German, I had English in school. But I passed my exam with almost the worst note ever. And like, we have six notes, six words, and I passed with five, so it was really, really bad. And
I wish we were forced to do languages.
We were.
Oh, you don't?
We were. We had to do French.
Well, I realized when I was on montage in the Netherlands and I had to change my room because I had fucking Harry Potter room. I wasn't. Yeah, it was so tiny, trust me. And with 36 degrees outside without AC, I felt like a chicken get cooked. And I wanted to change my room and I wasn't able to because I didn't have the vocabulary to form my proper sentences. And I realized, okay, you have to change something. So I started talking to my chat just in English on stream, and I changed the game in English. And at one point, once I said, I have pickles in my face, and I wanted to say, I have pimples in my face.
That's twice pickles have come up, man.
Yeah.
So those kind of language barricades were really funny in the beginning process because I didn't know the right words because they sounded so similar for me. And even grammar was a big, huge mistake.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was...
How did you learn it? Did you do like classes and stuff? Or
typing the word, what does it mean? So I type my sentence and try to form it in a right, proper, because Google Translate is not always
there
correct,
are some,
you know,
stuff that are not
form
translatable.
So I tried
between.
To had some German people in the chat who said like, no, this word comes first because it's spoken right or wrong though, or something like that. And people just kept correcting me, and I always asked people correct better and to improve my English. And I tell to everybody who is a streamer, and it's a German streamer and can't talk English, just change your game to English. You will learn so much more vocabulary, like items, descriptions of items. You have so much more chances to talk to people in the game. I ran away from English to talking people back in the days. And now I'm fully talking with them.
Or killing them, one of the two.
Yeah, or just shooting them. Because I found with the German, there's not there's not direct translations. So I'm like asking the German guys like on the German computer in our vehicle that we use, and we can go, what does that mean? Like, I know, and then I change it to English, and it's not a straight translation. So like, yeah, I just change to go down to the Speckensee, and then it goes and then to English, and then
that
there's
was
a different.
Me.
Yeah.
When I had to explain the customer our machine that I built back in the days, I know exactly what you mean.
Yeah,
translation
like
sucks sometimes. But German sounds so hard. I agree. Hankenwagen, Schmetterling.
Schmetterling?
Schmetterling.
Schmetterling. Yeah.
Schmetterling.
Schmetterling.
I like that one. Schmetterling. Little tiny Schmetterling.
What's pen?
Pen or pencil?
Yeah. Or pencil. What's pencil?
Well, we have different kind. You say pen, we say Kugelschreiber, Stift, Bleistift, Füller. We have so many different kind of pens. So if you want the one with a metal ball inside where liquid is floating over, it means Kugelschreiber.
Like
ballpoint pen. Yeah, ballpoint pen, Kugelschreiber,
You literally say, translated, Kugelschreiber means literally you have a ball and it writes. Like a ball writer. It doesn't make any sense.
Ball writer.
It means
does.
Ball and
it
writer.
Does. It does. The ball writer.
get off the damn roof, Cletus.
Okay, lady. This is a new thing. So when we were in communication, we didn't have this section. We had two sections, video of the week and just the tip. This is a new section that we put info. So we've called it In the Bin. So you can get rid of something in DayZ. Anything in DayZ, you can put it in a little ball and get it fucked.
Fuck.
She likes that word, so I thought I'd use it. So you could get it through the board and just fuck off. So what would you choose for that?
Vanilla launcher.
Oh shit.
Oh god.
Shots
damn.
Fired, shots
yeah,
fired.
She's going for the throat.
Well, I am so sorry, but I think everybody who was using the DZSA launcher ever since have never touched the normal launcher, apart from maybe using the function that you can update your mods immediately while joining on the server. But if I search for a server, I search for Agent or not even find it. Sometimes I'm just unsubscribed from mods. And I don't know, overall the normal launcher of course gives me a lot of abilities to search for servers, but at the same time, it's 2024, man. I don't want to spend my time 10 minutes searching for a fucking community server. Like, come on.
So brutal. Just, yeah, fuck it. I mean, I get we use DZSA, don't we, Dave?
We do, yeah. Yeah. And we would recommend it to everyone.
Yes, same.
Since day one, week one, since being on PC, I've never actually used the... Only used the vanilla launcher when I'm on experimental or when the DZSA launcher hasn't caught up yet to any update.
If you want to go on the editor or something, of course I use it as well then. But to search for a community server, never.
Literally. Painful. Yeah.
It's not something game mechanic related or something, but I think this thing needs an overwork.
Alright, cool. In the bin.
In the bin. He's done it.
Hello.
Right, the next one I have to figure out my soundboard. Okay. Video of the week. That was fun. That's it. It's different every time. It's weird. Yeah, so video of the week, lady. Hopefully you have video that you that I warned you about ages ago. Something on YouTube that you've seen, something for our listeners to go, hang on a minute, I want to watch that.
I should say something.
If you say Geeks video, or actually,
then that's
clever. If you don't say Geeks video, I'm going to tell
him. This is a catch 22, isn't it? This is catch 22.
Oh, you want me now to suggest a video, yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, it's not of the week, I guess.
Oh, no, it doesn't have to be
of
this week.
No, it doesn't have to be of the week. It's just our video of this week.
It's not my own video. It's a video from JLK.
Ooh.
And it's 1 month ago. It's called I Built an Entire Civilization in DayZ Movie. It's like 2 hours long. He literally, like the video title said, based off an entire DayZ city in Livonia and built a civilization with other bases which have their own territory in it, and it was an own little town in DayZ Town. If I would suggest a video, it would be that one. It's really good. After this video, I was thinking of messaging him. I don't want to edit because of Jessica's anymore. Because this video has everything from good transitions to voiceover to perfectly picked music, good PvP, building aspect, communication in between players. This video literally has everything in it, and it's amazing.
Well, there you go. Do you know what? I don't think JLK wins very often. Does he? I guess because he doesn't actually post videos very often anymore.
No, his are so long. His are basically, every single one he releases is a, like a perfection as such, like a movie perfection. He won't release like a half-hearted 25-minute video. I say half-hearted, a 25-minute video. His are like an hour and a half, like long stories. And he spends so much time gathering that content and he won't publish until it's absolutely on the dot, and it could take up to like 2 months. Sometimes he has like a 2 month gap or something, but he gets so many views.
I would like to of course suggest my own videos, like as every content creator likes to do but never admits. But this dude just literally nailed his job. Like, it's incredible. I can suggest it even to you. Give it a quick look into it. And I realized after 20 minutes, they're 20 minutes over yet? Like, I couldn't believe. Like, it felt like watching this video for 2 minutes because it kept me focused so much on it. It's really good. So, I'm jealous.
Aren't we all? We all are.
Yeah, we are all jelly belly.
Jelly belly. Fucking hell. Friendly! Okay, so this is the point of the show that we like to call Just the Tip. So it's a point where we like to give our listeners a tip about DayZ, whether they're new or old, doesn't matter, if they're somewhere in between. Something that you might find helpful that you can pass on that knowledge to the other people.
Hi. You should have brought that things up. No. That was the biggest mistake. No. You come up with this question, so I have to answer that quick, and I'm like...
Dave, did you not give Lady warning about this?
We have been in communication for a long time, so it may have just been forgotten.
Don't blame Lady...
Shut the hell up,
don't
man!
Don't you blame her, right?
Now. No, it could be me. I should have maybe sent one about a week ago. It was all me. I am the person that's meant to be doing this thinking.
Well done. That's very nice of you.
What I could give on the way for people who are just starting the game and also longer in the game, never give up in DayZ. It's a random tip though, but I think for beginners, when they start playing the game, it's really hard to stay in focus with it because we don't have a beginner guide and people get frustrated really quick. So I give them the advice, don't give up, go forward, you will learn the game. And for people who always like every day playing and also in maybe turning into a bored time of the game, like when they start like don't feeling the hype anymore, don't give up, try something new, go on an extreme modded server so you realize what you loved. And you maybe find the surviving aspect, even though it's easy for your back.
But switch it up. Do something different.
Do something different just to stay in the game and keep realizing what kind of options the game could give you.
I think we do it naturally though, Andy, don't we? Me and you. So one time we went, you know, fuck it, we've never done a base before. Let's go and try a little base. And then we were like, 2 weeks of that, and we're like, yeah, this is why we play the other servers. So we'll go and play another server. We're like, yeah, this is why we love it. We reignited that flame back for Vanilla Plus.
What was that server that we tried? Was it basically vanilla?
Yeah, that wasn't basically vanilla at all.
It was not basically vanilla.
No, they lied. Which one? Not what it says on the tin.
It was when it first came out.
When it first came out, so they only had one server. It was like years ago.
Well, if you play it now, you have like a basically vanilla server with a lot of stamina and another base storage mod. Basically, vanilla is not completely vanilla, yes. But I played the server too.
I think it was based off of... Endzone? Remember the Endzone servers?
I haven't played them, but I watched videos about them.
Are they still a thing, Endzone servers?
I don't think so. Know. Rearmed took over Endzone.
Rearmed is coming back, I guess.
Friendly, do you want to...
Bye.
Roll...
Oh, wow.
No.
She gone. Do you want an outro then, Dave? Or have we got anything else?
Oh, is it so far?
I know, but we can stay if you want. What do you want to talk about?
I don't know. It just felt nice to be in contact. My life is boring.
She's a true gamer. True gamer.
I just want to talk to grass. Can you believe?
I just want to talk to people on the internet.
Tastes so real.
Dave's half cow, the amount of grass he eats.
I'm in it a lot.
That's weird.
Yeah. That's not. It's fine. That's why I got appendix. It's fine.
Well, thank you so much for having an interview with us, lady. It's been a pleasure to speak with you. We've learned loads. We've learned loads from you.
We have learned loads from you. We learned more than we should have.
Thank you for inviting me, though. It was fun.
No, thank you for popping in on the chat and stuff and subbing to our Twitch. That was like really unexpected, and we were like, yay!
Did you? Oh, you're a legend.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I think I had a Prime sub, so I had to use it.
You wasted that.
No.
You should have gone to YouTube where he streams, and maybe you would have got some better interaction.
No, good.
I thought journals were meant to be efficient, you know, and obviously not very efficient with your time, with your
with your prime sub.
With your prime sub.
You wasted that.
Well, we managed to get away with most of that episode without Dave trying to bombard you with really poor German. So, well done, Dave, I think. You need a little bit of a recognition for that, mate. Thank you very much.
I am learning German very slowly as we have, like, our company that's in German and they only send over German representatives to work on our vehicle. And let's just say they're very hard to communicate
They are from the east of Germany.
They don't smile much.
From Berlin, where everybody is strict.
Yeah, they are very ruthless.
I hope you've had a good time chatting with us.
Hopefully we can get a run in sometime with you and Geek, and you can teach us your skills.
Yeah, let's do it. Give us a crash course. That's what we need, Dave.
We need to be shown how to play. Yes, that was what we were missing from day one, week one.
New podcast episode. How to play Daisy by streamers.
Wow.
Marketing outplayed.
Mic drop. I don't want to damage my mic, but just like this.
You're the ideas guy now, all right? You're the ideas guy. That's brilliant idea.
You're hired.
But right. You know, I'm getting 40% off income, yeah? Because ideas funded.
Do you know how much this podcast makes?
We can discuss about it, but marketing, you know, is the first step into an idea, so...
Yeah, 40% of zero, you can have it. It's yours. I don't even need to sign a contract on that one.
Well, it's been a pleasure. Genuinely really has to speak to you. And I think, hopefully, I tell you what, Dave, I'm gonna do it here. It's edited. I can cut it out if you say no. We could invite you back to do something we like to do called a dream run, where we basically make up a dream run of all the cool things that you want to happen. It's kind of like a Dungeons and Dragons style, but a DayZ run. It's just for stupid fun.
I am completely down for everything. I am dumb and brave enough to talk on every video or anything else. If you want to get me into something, just DM me. I am free.
Hell yeah. Well, be sometime in the future. We will send you a message. Definitely. Out of the blue. Well, until then, enjoy PvP wherever you do it. And just give us a heads up on what server you're playing so we don't join that one, right? We'll join something else.
Yeah, may your aim be true.
And one year we will challenge each other if you came further.
May your arrows fly straight. Oh, that's wrong arrow.
All right. Well.
All right.
Thanks a lot. See you soon.
I thank you. Bye, guys.
Oi! Well, I know we say it every time, Dave, but...
Yeah.
What a lovely person.
Genuine, hand on heart. Like, lovely. Just, like I said, she wholeheartedly just loves the game.
We just spoke. I mean, there's a little bit behind the curtain. We stopped the recording and then we spoke for like another half an hour, just like shooting the shit. Just because, you know, we're talking about German towns at one point.
Yeah.
Curry first.
And how much Lady and Geek want to come over to London, and about food and about everything. So easy to get on with.
Yeah. And I just, we're going to have to absolutely hold up our end of the bargain there and do a dream run with her.
Yeah. I mean, I believe this all changes when she gets a Mosin in her hand, but it's fine.
I don't mind doing a dream run as long as we're not the target.
Yes.
Right.
And we are the ground masters.
And I feel like as long as we do that training session with Lady and Geek.
Yeah.
You can teach us the ways of the PvP.
The PvP?
Oh, the PvP. Very honourable.
Very honourable.
The PvP. Anyway, starting on edging on the air of racism.
Yes, standard.
Yeah, fair enough.
Yeah.
Let's dip out here, shall we? Thank you very much for listening to another episode of Frenia Daisy Podcast, another interview episode. I guess if there's anyone, we have got so many people on our list of people that we want to interview. However, if we might not have thought of the one person that you want us to interview. So make sure you join our Discord, and we've got a little channel in there for interview suggestions.
Yeah, please keep recommending. Even if you feel they haven't popped up yet, and they may not pop up, I am either in conversation with them or about to message them. I am the one in control of the reaching out, and I can't reach out to too many people because there's not so many dates in the diary, especially left in 2024.
You're in charge of reach arounds.
Yeah, boy. Don't push back.
Oh, fucking hell. Right, that's a really good opportunity to end this episode. Thank you very much for listening to another episode of Frenia and Daisy Podcast. Until next time. No, that's not the way it goes. Be good. What is it? I've lost it.
Be good.
Love you lots.
Stay
there you go. Be good. Love you lots. And until next time.
Ciao for now.
Yeah. What's German for ciao for now? Well, actually, ciao is Italian for starters.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to leave up holiday decorations year-round. Others have the need to use their garage as practice space for their new metal band. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.